USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no break in the trend of rising gas prices. Americans are still paying more at the pump. Since the latest AAA survey shows the national average price for a gallon of gasoline is over $3.13 a gallon. That's 95 cents higher than it was a year ago. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says the search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in his city will go on as long as it takes. Charlie Burkett saying the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Burkett adding that'll be the case until we pull everybody out of that rubble and reunite them with his family. So far, 27 people have died and 118 are still unaccounted for. A stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue outside the White House is once again open to foot traffic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says areas north of Tampa should get ready for landfall once Tropical Storm Elsa hits the state.
We don't anticipate the need for any type of widespread evacuations based on this storm. It's going to be a strong tropical storm.
His remarks came after Tampa was placed under a tropical storm warning as the system approaches Florida. The storm expected to make landfall sometime on Tuesday. Texas is joining 21 states asking the Supreme Court to uphold Hawaiian's Second Amendment rights to bear arms following a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld Hawaii's ban on residents bearing arms outside their homes. The state's filing an amicus brief with the High Court to help resolve a split among the federal circuit courts of appeal after several of the courts ruled against the 2008 District of Columbia versus Heller case, a landmark gun rights ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan continues, a Republican lawmaker is pressing the Biden administration to help those left in Afghanistan.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who work as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them, and we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Pennsylvania General Assembly could take up changes to laws governing deals proposed by prosecutors after comedian Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction was thrown out. A proposal from Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lisa Baker would require all future non-prosecution agreements to be in writing before they can be enforced. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.